Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 12 to 18. Ecclesiastes 1, 12 to 18. I, the teacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem. I applied my mind to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under the heavens. What a heavy burden God has laid on mankind. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. What is crooked cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. I said to myself, look, I have increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. Then I applied myself to the understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly. But I learned that these two is a chasing after the wind. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief. My theme for reflection is the futility of human effort and the hope beyond it. The futility of human effort and the hope beyond it. In Ecclesiastes 1:12 to 18, Solomon explores the limitations of human work and wisdom, concluding that our pursuits under the sun are like striving after the wind. His reflections uncover a profound truth. The brokenness of the world cannot be overcome by human effort alone, no matter how wise or diligent we may be. Solomon shares his quest to understand the meaning of life. As a king who possessed unrivaled wisdom and resources, he set his heart on discovering what is truly worthwhile in human existence. Yet, despite his diligent pursuit, he found that human efforts, no matter how great, ultimately fall short of delivering lasting fulfillment. Like chasing the wind, they promise much but yield little. Solomon's analysis is both sobering and realistic. The more we strive, the more we realize that some problems cannot be fixed, and the more wisdom we acquire, the more aware we become of life's pain and futility. The metaphor of striving after the wind captures the essence of Solomon's experience. Human effort is often futile. It cannot guarantee the significance or eternal impact that we seek. Even wisdom, though valuable, comes with its own burden, for in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. Verse 18. The deeper one delves into the complexities of life, the more apparent it becomes that the world is marred by brokenness beyond our capacity to mend. This harsh reality, however, is not meant to drive us to despair, but to redirect our focus. The limitations of human effort expose our need for something greater than ourselves, something that transcends the under-the-sun perspective. True meaning and hope lie not in the pursuit of work or wisdom for their own sake, but in embracing the grace of God, who alone can bring wholeness to our fractured world. The preacher's reflections lead us to recognize that the fulfillment we long for cannot be achieved through human endeavor. Rather, it is found in the relationship with the one who transcends all earthly limitations, Jesus Christ. My dear friends, Solomon's reflections challenge us to reevaluate where we place our hope and meaning. His wisdom urges us to look beyond the temporary gains of this world and find our true purpose above the sun. This perspective redirects us from the endless cycle of earthly striving to the eternal promise found in God's grace. Our achievements and knowledge, while valuable, cannot satisfy the deepest longing of our souls. Only the redemptive work of Christ can bring the lasting significance we seek. He calls us not to rely on our own abilities, but to anchor our lives in His kingdom, where our efforts gain eternal value through His redeeming grace. Theologian Augustine of Hippo captures this truth well when he says, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." Augustine's insight applies directly to our situation. Our restless pursuit of progress and success reflects a deeper longing for God, who alone can satisfy the desires of our hearts. True fulfillment is found not in what we can achieve or accumulate, but in resting in the grace of Christ and embracing the hope of His eternal kingdom. Let us shift our focus from the pursuit of worldly gains to the unchanging promise of God's love and redemption, for it is only in Him that we find the true and lasting significance that eludes us in this broken world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways do you find yourself striving after the wind, pursuing goals or ambitions that ultimately leave you feeling unfulfilled? How does this passage challenge you to seek meaning beyond earthly achievements? Number two, how might the awareness of life's limitations lead you to rely more on God's grace rather than your own wisdom or efforts? What does it mean for you to find hope above the sun? Gracious Father, we acknowledge the limits of our wisdom and the futility of our efforts in a world that is marred by brokenness. We confess our tendency to seek fulfillment in earthly pursuits and human achievements. Teach us to find true meaning and purpose in you, the one who transcends all that is under the sun. Help us to embrace your grace, which gives eternal significance to our work and fills our hearts with the lasting hope. Guide us to rest in the promise of redemption through Jesus Christ, who came to heal this world and bring us into your perfect kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and